This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you all for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And I got to say thank you. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a good one. I'm going to have me a good time here for the next 4 hours. And I hope you can hang out too. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It is a busy day. It has been a busy day. A few hours ago, we found out the updated college football playoff rankings. I'm going to share that with you momentarily. Bottom line is, well, I'll tell you in a minute. We'll talk about LeBron James and Tom Brady. Two legendary athletes, two of the best to ever have done it in their respective sports, and they are certainly feeling some pain right now. Who is feeling more of that pain? Jeff Saturday decided to backtrack and explain his fumble, yes, I will call it a fumble, of the clock in his timeouts yesterday as we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers beat his Indianapolis Colts. Aaron Rodgers is proclaiming himself ready to go against the Chicago Bears. Aaron Donald goes down. Team USA actually won in the World Cup today. They beat Iran. Yes, Iran. And this is a match that took place today that wasn't so much about the football. Unfortunately, there were many politics, international politics involved that got a stranglehold on the players on both sides of the ball for both Iran and the United States of America. So I want to talk about the World Cup because it's been a very interesting a week so far, and it's going to continue to be that way on the way forward. Tiger Woods, this man said that he's had more surgeries. This guy needs a golf cart to get around. He reaffirmed and reiterated that we shouldn't expect to see a whole hell of a lot more of him, because he only has but so many swings left in his body. I think Odell Beckham Jr. could rob a bank tomorrow and the Dallas Cowboys would still want him. And Carl Anthony Towns, yes, so the Minnesota Timberwolves went down with an injury last night. It appeared to be an Achilles injury. It's a calf injury. And now I'm expecting the Minnesota Timberwolves to go on a ridiculous streak. And then the conversations about whether or not they even need him to go on. It will be a lot of fun. And then also, I told you about my unfortunate plane event in Baltimore, Maryland yesterday. But what I plan on sharing with you tonight is more positive news, as I was at the Kennedy Krieger Institute that just helps people and individuals with disabilities just make sure that they can get through in society. So we had a great time talking about inclusivity as it relates to sports and health. And I plan on sharing that conversation with you all later on in the show as well. If you want to give me a holler, it's simple. We have one phone number here. It actually works. It has many lines connected to it. So more than one person can call. The number, is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave Shepard, how are you this evening?
I'm always good to be with you, JR. How you feeling, man? Congrats on the wonderful interviews with Special Olympics and media for the movement, as always, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Always just trying to do my part, man. I don't need the holidays. So just trying to do my part to make sure that people can go ahead and fit in. And speaking of fitting in, the latest college football rankings came out a few hours ago. And to the surprise of no one, or most people who sat around all weekend eating food and watching college football, like me, what took place tonight was probably not a surprise. Georgia, still number one in the college football rankings. Michigan, they're number two after knocking out and beating up the Ohio State University, TCU. They climb up to the third spot as a result. And USC, they finally crack in to the top four. USC is in the building after beating Notre Dame. And God bless USC. They'll have an opportunity to avenge their only loss this weekend as they take on Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. And so USC in, Ohio State out, Michigan moves up to two, TCU moves up to number three, and then LSU and Alabama are still on the outside looking in. I think we pretty much know that it stops there. The only other teams that have a real possibility of getting in are Ohio State, if one of these teams should falter. Maybe if Michigan gets blown out by Purdue, I don't foresee that happening. And in Alabama, I mean, Nick Saban thinks it's a birthright of his to just walk into the college football playoff. But I digress. Let's talk about the team, first of all, that just got in. The team that just secured the fourth spot. Hopefully they maintain it as we move towards Selection Sunday. And that's USC. I told you this is a now squad that is 11-1. Lincoln Riley is doing some major damage here in his first year after leaving Oklahoma. He's making $10 million. So I guess everybody at USC feels that he is getting, or they're getting their money's worth. And Caleb Williams is lighting it up. This man already has a Heisman celebration ready for when he scores touchdowns. And why the hell not? And when you beat Notre Dame over the weekend, after Thanksgiving, and everybody watches you put the beat down on them, you gotta feel good. But this is the reality. The only loss that USC has on its ledger to the Utes. Utah beat them. They should come back on a neutral site for the Pac-12 championship. And the way that USC lets everybody know that we should have been here and that one loss was a fluke is to beat them up, avenge that loss. First year, $10 million college football coach Lincoln Riley. He let everybody know today, yeah, we're getting ready for Utah. You're damn right we are.
It's just football, you know. It's just football. I mean, everybody sees that now, but I mean, reality is that all the games have had this much of stink on them, because if you don't win those, then you're not even playing in this one. You know, you're at home and, you know, getting ready to go out recruiting, and players aren't practicing like 99% of the other teams out there. So it's a privilege to be able to practice right now, to have a game this week. And we've progressed as a team. I think we'll continue to do it. But I mean, for us, it's playing ball. It's what this team enjoys to do, and we've gotten better. We need to take those steps again this week and keep the same approach that we've had.
Here we go again. Every game is the same game. All of the games have the same importance. He can say that publicly. That's not what he's telling his students. It's not what he's telling the athletes who are going to go out there and play. The student athletes don't even believe that. They lost by 1 point to Utah back in October. They're trying to go out there and kick their ass. Yeah, sure, you don't want to give them bulletin board material. But what Lincoln Riley is sharing with everybody publicly isn't what he's sharing with everybody privately. You can bet your ass on that. And I know at the same time, he probably has a very nice bonus staring him in the face if he can win a Pac-12 championship, make the college football playoff, and then ultimately win it all. We'll see if USC goes that far. But the team that fell out as a result, with USC moving up into the top four, the Ohio State University, they fall out. They fall to number five. I watched this game over the weekend, and I just said, oh, this is a cool game. Oh, it's a close game. And then Michigan put the screws on them. And it was a beatdown. 45-23. Ohio State ran out of gas. They ran out of gas. They ran out of electricity. They ran out of propane. The barbecue ended early. They ran out of food on Thanksgiving. It was just a bad situation and scenario for Ohio State. Now, numero cinco. It's bad. And so, if you run out of food on Thanksgiving, nobody's coming back to your house. If you run out of gas in your car, people are just going to look at you as an idiot. They're never getting in the car with you again. And so Ryan Day, losing to Michigan again, last year, this year, that's what Ryan Day had to say about what went wrong with that offense.
On offense, you know, we had too many penalties, and it got us off schedule, and we just didn't do a good job converting on third down. You know, you combine all these things to get together, and then it gets out of the hand at the end because, you know, we're probably throwing the ball too much.
Oh, it stinks. Ryan Day sounds like he needs a hug. And I've been to Ohio State. Oh, man, beautiful campus. Beautiful facility. Beautiful stadium. I mean, their facilities, some of them are better than NFL facilities, and I am not lying. They showed me where they cross out all of the M's on campus. It's a big deal. I feel like I got love for Ohio State. They showed me love. I showed them love back. But they stunk over the weekend. Sorry. It's Michigan now. And it looks like they're going right back into the college football playoff. There will be no issues taking care of Purdue. I can't imagine it going down that way. And so Jim Harbaugh, just a couple of seasons ago, this man was on the hot seat. Jim Harbaugh was the chosen son who came back, and he was going to end up like Frost with Nebraska. They were going to give him the boot. They lowered his salary. But there's been a bounce back. They love him now. And he loves his team, especially when you beat Ohio State two times.
So proud of him. Couldn't be more proud. Just you know, came. I knew the team was focused and determined, as they have been all season. And this is a locker room of heroes. You know, we talked about it last night. I mean, we'll need one or two heroes. We need a whole team of them. It was a great team win.
Oh, a great team win. That was so nice. Hey, Shep, is it me or is his brother John more likable than Jim?
You know what's funny? Jim is so unapologetically himself. I think he's more respected. I think his brother is easier to get along with.
So you're saying his brother John is a phony?
Well, I think he plays public relations better. But you talk, you know, JR, one of the things, yes. I'm sorry, I know it's totally off topic, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of the things I'm thinking you do for your top six, greatest sports families.
Oh.
They got to be. The Harbaugh's got to be up there, yeah.
The Harbaughs, I'm not giving away the whole list now, the Williams.
Right. The Griffiths, the Bonds. Well, no, you wouldn't have your Bonds in your top six.
Nah, because one Bonds, the son is a jerk.
Right.
He's a cheating-ass jerk.
Yeah. Maybe you might have the James on it in a year or two.
What, three of them on one
maybe,
team?
Maybe. Bryce and Bronny, sure.
We'll talk about that guy next hour.
That's good. He's not too happy these days, my understanding.
He's a billionaire. I'd be okay. He's just about 40 games away from Kareem. I'd be okay. But you're right. For basketball, he ain't happy. Signing them checks that are cashing from everywhere but basketball. Speaking of other people who aren't happy, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, he's happy. What about Brian Kelly? LSU, remember they opened up the season with that loss against Florida State? Seminoles, people were clowning Brian Kelly. Comes down from Notre Dame and basically, escapes, runs away from his squad, goes down to the Big Easy. All of a sudden, he has a Southern Louisiana accent. Sounds like he's been living in Cajun country for a long time. He's embarrassed. And in LSU, they go on a run. They lose to Tennessee, or they lost to Tennessee. And then they just lost to Texas A&M. And so any thoughts or ideas of LSU getting into the college football playoff looks slim to none right now, unless they absolutely abuse the Georgia Bulldogs. I find that to be unlikely. And so when you lose to Texas A&M, shocking fashion, 38-23, Brian Kelly probably isn't as embarrassed as he was at the beginning of the season. But he has to feel like hot crap right now. He said he's disappointed after that L.
Obviously, disappointed. Our players, understand that, you know, each and every week in this league, you're going to be challenged. And we were challenged by a team that played in Texas A&M very well today. Their players made plays. We didn't make some of the plays that we have normally made. And we just weren't our best today.
Oh, so sad. I'm torn. I really am. I mean, it sounds crazy. Yeah, I live in Georgia. I love the Bulldogs. But I get so much love from so many universities and so many faculties and staff. Like, I love Notre Dame. They were absolutely amazing to me last year. I was able to broadcast from their radio station on campus. It was amazing. Beautiful facility. I walked in, they had my face on the screen. I'm like, this is great. I love Notre Dame. I also love LSU. Many a connections to Baton Rouge. But I'm glad this guy's feeling it right now, especially the way he left those students high and dry up at Notre Dame. And so I will always root for LSU. But I ain't rooting for this guy. If he has success, whatever, I just wish nothing but the best for everybody down in Baton Rouge. And this last guy here, this last team, I guess you could say, I don't know if I'm rooting for them I'm not. And I won't. They're the big bad guys of just college football. And it's nice to know that other people are getting a damn chance for now. Of course, I'm talking about Alabama. Two losses this season. Barely losses to LSU and in Tennessee. That was LSU's big one. Alabama has two losses, and they are still looking to get into the college football playoff. It's going to be tough going here. They think that because they beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl 49-27, that I guess they should be in, or that some other teams will falter. It's unlikely, and I'm happy. The only outside looking in. Let's get some new blood in. Get some new teams. Come on, TCU. Does anybody think they have a chance of winning? Probably not. But it's nice to see some other squads in there for once, damn it. So Alabama's on the outside looking in. But after that Iron Bowl victory, of course, Nick Saban, he stood on the sidelines. He was with CBS Sports. And this is what he had to say about getting into the college football playoff.
All right, if the dominoes continue to fall in your way, do you think Alabama deserves to be in the college football playoffs?
Well, you know, that's not for me to say. I love our team. I wish we had the opportunity, but, you know, hopefully we'll get one. We'll see.
The answer is no. But he can't say that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Georgia number one, Michigan number two, TCU at number three, USC moves up to number four. And the Ohio State University, they're number five, along with Alabama at number six, on the outside looking in. I think the only team that has a legitimate chance of hopping back into this Final Four would probably be Ohio State. Let's see what they can do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about the college football playoff? We're moving into championship Saturday, and then we'll move into the selections on Sunday, and then we'll move into the playoff, and then we'll move into New Year's, and then we'll crown a national champion. I don't think it's going to be Alabama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about all of this and more on the other side. We're just getting started. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. College football playoff rankings. We know the top four. Let's see if it maintains and lasts that way through the weekend. Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and then USC. Ohio State is on the outside looking in. After losing, after getting smacked around by Michigan. And we just heard from the coaches from many of these schools. And in a few seconds, I want you to hear from a head coach in the NFL who might be better served by going back to college. His name is Jeff Saturday. We'll talk about Jeff Saturday in a minute. Last night, he sang one tune, and then today, he sung another one. We'll talk about that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Myrtle Beach. Let's talk to John. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
How we doing, my friend?
We are doing absolutely.
I got a couple subjects with you.
Oh, my God. Slow down, John.
It's all good, bro. No stress.
You ask me how I'm doing. I'm trying to answer you when you hit me with a jackhammer here.
Sounds excited to be on the air.
Yeah, John.
Oh, I know that you only have limited time, so I just want to make.
I have limited time, but I don't want to be treated like I'm just, you know, somebody that you pay $5 to see and then walk out after it's done. Let's have a conversation, John. How are you?
All right, I'm great, JR. Thank you very much.
I am good as well. Thank you.
Here's my first subject, your Special Olympics. I really appreciate what you do for that. I put it on an event. The other day, down here in Myrtle Beach, there was, I don't know, about, it was 10 different teams of Special Olympics that come up from all of South Carolina.
Beautiful.
At the Sheraton Hotel down here. And it was probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I've managed restaurants for 30 years of my life. And to see, I've never seen an event like this that I helped put together. And it was just amazing. I mean, and quite frankly, those kids, when they came in, they're elated. I mean, they're the nicest people you're ever going to meet in your life.
Right.
I mean,
because they're people. Really, they're people. Yeah, they're people. So absolutely, yes.
They're awesome people. I mean, probably better than most of us, if you want the truth, because you think I just jumped on you. But I mean, it's just something like. They would walk in, it was a smile, they were appreciative, and they loved it. And I appreciate your work in that venue.
I'm doing what I think most people should do, and I commend you, John, for doing the same, man. What else you got going on?
Anyhooms, you want to talk about the top four? I mean, I bleed blue. I'm from Michigan. I'm down here in Myrtle Beach, you know, doing what I do, but I bleed blue. So to see what Jim Harbaugh, you know, you talked about, and he was supposed to come to Michigan, and you're right, you know, be the Harold Prince, and he's going to get all this, you know, recruiting because he used to be the quarterback and all those things. I mean, we're dating back to, you know, Bo Schembechler, Carr. I mean, I've been watching the Blues since I was 7 years old. So to see him come back, I thought, man, here we go. This is what it's going to be, right? And he went through some Harold times, obviously, in the sense of, when he was a quarterback, but then he went through some very bad times coming out of an NFL court.
I'm glad you said I have limited time because I do. Here's a question. Did you want him to get the boot? Were you one of the people who said it was time for him to
Absolutely
go?
Absolutely not. Absolutely okay. not, because I knew eventually he was going to pull it together.
Okay.
I knew he was going to pull it together because look what he's done. I mean, the guy, he took us from what? I mean, we were in the wraps of nothing. And I mean, after Lloyd Carr and all this stuff, and all of a sudden, now we're at number two. Okay? And we haven't won the national championships since 1997.
Well, that was my next question as I move on to the next caller. National championship this year?
Yes. You know, I got to be honest with you. That game on Saturday with Ohio State in the first half, it scared the heck out of me because they went away from their game plan. They weren't running. I mean, they were trying to run it up in the middle, and they couldn't do it because Ohio State's defense was tough. So what happened was, in my beliefs, is they went into halftime, and he made adjustments. And all of a sudden, I mean, Ohio State was – they were flawless in the first half. In the sense of their passing game, all those in their defense, it was fantastic. He comes out, changes defense, changes offense, gets back to the game plan.
Yes, final score 45-23. It was a tale of two halves, as I described earlier on. So, hey, I'll put it to you this way, John. Hit me up in a few weeks, and let's talk about it some more, okay?
Who do you think's going to win the national championship?
I'm going with the Bulldogs, man, but hit me up in a few weeks.
Okay, how many years in a row do you think that
Oh, hey, John. Hey, John.
I mean, come on.
I gave you time, bro. I gave you a lot. I know exactly how many minutes and seconds you've been here. 4 minutes and 41 seconds. I got to get to another caller now, okay?
I listen to you every night.
Thanks.
Just sitting there.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, John.
You got it.
Shout outs to John. And thank you, John. Shout outs to you for everything amazing that you're doing for Special Olympics. Hopefully you inspire some other individuals to go out and be absolutely amazing in the world. Thank you so much. Jacob is calling from Alabama. I have a feeling I know where this is going. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, man? Just started listening to your show a few nights ago. Actually, I just moved back to Bama from Colorado, where it was out in Denver. I was listening to like local Denver sports, which is another whole.
Well, watch your mouth. I got friends in Denver, and I also broadcast out there. What's up?
I'm quite certain if you ask them, they would say it was unmitigated disaster.
Whoa! I didn't go. Go ahead. Keep going.
Anyways, you know, you seem like a pretty reasonable guy, pretty sensible guy as well. And I'm not trying to be a homer here. I just mean, if we're gonna say it's the best four teams, right, and everyone can say. What are the best four teams? I don't think that Alabama is playing up to the caliber they certainly have in the past 10 years, 15 years, however long you want to go back. But and it seems as though Nick Saban is slipping up a little bit with the game management at the end of LSU and Tennessee, just trusting Bill O'Brien to make some silly play calls in my estimation. But you lose two games even still, and you're not blown out in any of them. You lose 1-1 and 1-3 on the road, tough environments. If you win your conference in the Big 12, I understand that TCU belongs because you can't.
I knew this was coming. I knew it was going to be TCU. Go ahead, Jacob.
No, it's fine. If you win your conference, that's fine. But if they slip up, how are we? I mean, come on. First of all, right now, even if they won their conference and Alabama were to match up with TCU or USC, I'll give you Michigan and Ohio and not Ohio State,
but not Alabama,
Georgia, Michigan and Georgia. Would be favored, but on a neutral site right now, even as
Alabama would beat them. Yes.
Yeah,
so I have you're saying a lot. You asked a question early on, and I had an answer, and I just continued to listen to you. So I have a response. You ready for it?
Go for it.
You are correct, and I agree with you. But you know this as well as I do. The college football playoff is not just it's not fair. It's not accurate. There's a lot that goes into it. We can look at the
I don't mind them not being in it. What I mind is the people like saying outright, like, how dare you even suggest? I'm like, first of all, I follow these books, man. I lived in Denver where you can gamble on these little sports books, right? If I know for a fact, and you do too, that if you were to match up Alabama right now against TCU, what do you think the line would be?
I agree with you there, Jacob, but that's not the reality of where it is. When we advance towards an expanded college football playoff in a few seasons, we won't even necessarily have to have that conversation, because we're going to run into scenarios where a TCU will get smacked up by an Alabama. And
well, they're also going to get smacked up this year if it plays out. You know what's going to happen in the first round against Georgia.
Well,
come on.
Well, we can think about this as Cincinnati again. And right. But we know this already.
And you know what we heard last year? I heard Travis Kelce even, he went to Cincinnati. He came out on Twitter and was like, I wasn't impressed. I'm like, Alabama ran the ball for 320 yards. They literally didn't have to do anything but run the ball. And you're like, I wasn't impressed?
Right.
What do you want, man?
It's not necessarily it's not predicated on numbers. It's a bunch of people who sit in a room and they look at wins and losses and they figure it out. But I'll tell you this much. I think it's better than that stupid computer BCS that they had years ago. So give it a few years and we'll be back to, I guess, normal. I can't wait till they expand the playoffs, because I don't care. Just figure out, put the games on, and let's keep it moving. Thank you, Jake.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we know this. If Alabama played TCU, they'd probably smack them. But when you have high expectations and you have some losses, man, that goes against you. That's just the name of the game. Everybody knows how it goes. You suffer some of these L's, you're going to feel it on the back end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And you know, we mentioned the Harbaughs, Jim and John. Is one likable? Is one just, I can't say that word on the radio. Is he a pain in the ass? We'll talk about both of them, and then we'll hear from Jeff Saturday. And I'll continue to take your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking about you personally, I think you're terrific. I really do. I'm a devotee of sports radio, 70 years old. All over the country, I've listened to a lot of them, and you're right up there. You really do a great job. I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Someone who isn't doing a great job. He just got a job. You could say he's not qualified for his job. You could say he got this job because he's friends with the owner. He might actually work out with this job in the long run, or he might crash and burn, or he might be a babysitter. We don't know, because this is an experiment. This is the type of thing that you would do in your backyard when you were 5 years old. This is the type of thing that you might do in your parents' refrigerator when they weren't looking. This is what you might have done in college, attempt to cook. What the Indianapolis Colts are doing right now is an experiment. And the man leading that charge, not knowing what he is doing because he has no experience, is Jeff Saturday. And we all got to start somewhere, right? There's that one point in time that we all don't have any experience. You got to start somewhere. Damn it, I didn't go to school for sports radio broadcasting. I sure as hell didn't. I'm a guy from YouTube. I have production experience. I know about the internet. I studied communication. I know how to do that. So I guess I do have experience. One day they put me on the radio and boom, I've been here for, I don't know, 4 years now. What do you want from me? Jeff Saturday, he was a football player. They just threw him out there from television as a coach, and here he is. Can he lead a team? Can he lead them to victory? Can he manage a locker room? Can he manage a staff? Can he manage a clock? Well, sometimes experience is a great teacher. I think most of us who are old enough know this. Experience is a great teacher. Sometimes you got to get kicked to get back up. Sometimes you got to go through the tough times to feel the good ones. Experience is a hell of a teacher. And so I don't know how long Jeff Saturday is going to be here with the Indianapolis Colts, but he's learning some things right now. We talked about this last night. I was live on the radio when the Steelers beat the Colts 24-17. And it was an ugly game outside of the third quarter when the Colts actually put some points up. But when the Colts were at the end of the game and had an opportunity to maybe drive the ball down the field, it was about 2 minutes left in the game. The Indianapolis Colts had all three of their timeouts. And Jeff Saturday was trying to sit on them. After converting on a fourth down, Matt Ryan, he had an old man, he got sacked. And then he scrambled. We know he ain't scrambling anywhere because he's old. And then on the third down, they tried to run again, but they didn't fail to get it. And then they used only one timeout in that process. Clock going down to absolutely nothing. And then Matt Ryan threw an incomplete pass to Paris Campbell, and it was just bad. Jeff Saturday last night, he defended himself. He thought that, he's like, listen, we got enough time on the clock to go down the field and score. We're good. Listen to this.
Yeah, I didn't feel like time was really of the essence at the moment. I thought we had a good play. I thought we would get to... Yeah, and I felt like we would get to it. You know, obviously we don't do great on the backside, so it's worse than it, you know. But I felt good about the call before. Felt like we had time. We would have timeouts afterwards. We were in striking distance. So, yeah, I never felt like the pressure of needing the timeout. I thought the call was good. And, we were in that mode pretty much the whole second half. So it was pretty consistent with what we were doing. So, again, it wasn't like a change for us. We just didn't execute it.
If you went through Twitter last night, he got eviscerated. Art Stapleton says, good on the Colts for saving their timeouts for next week. Todd Furman says, Jeff Saturday taking a page out of Nathaniel Hackett's game management coaching manual. Nathaniel Hackett, obviously another head coach who's not going to be around long. At the end of the season, he will get the boot from the Denver Broncos. Speaking of the boot, the Denver Broncos, they were booted from primetime against the Chiefs. America doesn't have to sit through that crap. But anyway, Jeff Saturday, he changed his mind today. Last night, there was no issue. There was no problem with the clock, and I felt we had enough time. And I guess after reevaluating the situation, he's doing the same thing Nathaniel Hackett did earlier this year. He's saying, I screwed up.
Obviously, there's always things everybody wants to do, plays they want back. I wish I had that third down back, in all honesty. Wish I'd have used a timeout. Just looking at it on film, looked at it last night again, looked at it this morning again. And from a time perspective, I felt good, but you could tell we were in disarray. I just didn't have a great feel. And Parks made a great call. I still liked the call right away. You know, I told him to have one ready. And as soon as he went down, he had the call in place. So his was on, but then we had the formation and personnel. We had guys run across. And again, I just, you know, looking back, it's a learning experience. I didn't meet my expectations. Again, I hold the guys accountable. I'm accountable for that. Just wish I would have. That one's the one that's going to stick with me. So use it as a learning experience, hopefully get better at it, but frustrated with myself on that.
All right. It's a learning experience. Yeah, well, yeah. Jim Irsay is nothing but a old rich dude just shaking up Pop Rocks and soda right now. That's it. Like, this Colts season is done. It's a wash. Everything is going to be an experiment. Everything is going to be what happens next. I feel bad for the Colts fans that they have to experience this crap. What is there to root for? Like, you don't watch the game and go, oh, well, let's see how our quarterback develops. That's not happening. You don't look at the coach and say, oh, well, let's see how the coach develops week after week. Nobody's watching football for that. Unfortunately, in the world of sports, if you're a head coach, you're just getting beat up for every decision. And Jeff Saturday, he's in a position now for the rest of the season, 5 games left, good for him, to just get beat up for every decision. Good on Jim Irsay. Just seeing how much of a beating Jeff Saturday could take. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brock is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, buddy. Happy Tuesday. Quick question. You know, what about the quarterback? They can call timeouts. If they're unsure, why can't he call a timeout instead of depending on Saturday, who has no experience?
You are absolutely correct. The only thing that I can think of, and I thought about that earlier today, I think I actually heard that somewhere else as well, is that Matt Ryan didn't want to be in a situation where he looked at Jeff Saturday and told him what the hell to do. I think that's the only thing.
Well, I'm going to listen. Happy holidays. I've been listening to you for a couple years, and I'm grateful and thankful for you, man. Have a great holiday.
Oh, thank you, Brock. That's so nice. That's the nicest. People say the nicest things to me on the radio. When I'm not here on the radio, I get nothing. Thanks. How about that? I'm going to cry here on the radio. Don't cry. Hold on. Try not to cry. Wait a minute.
Ezra from Atlanta already did that the last 24 hours.
Who
Ezra,
did that?
Ezra from Atlanta. He was crying about his quarterback.
That was from last night.
Yes.
Refresh my memory. The Steelers?
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, good call. About the that's my quarterback. He was getting emotional.
Right. You had to remind me.
Right.
I talk to a lot of people, man.
You do.
But I did remember. I'm like, Ezra from Atlanta, what are we talking about? Okay, Ezra from Atlanta likes the Steelers. He loves Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett made him cry. He better be careful. Kenny Pickett might make him cry for other reasons sooner than later. So just pump the brakes on Kenny Pickett. He's doing a great job right now not turning the ball over. He's doing a great job right now as a quarterback growing. But let's not put Kenny Pickett in the, you know, he's going to be our quarterback conversation. Let's just see how he grows. I think that's what Mike Tomlin is looking for. Growth. Moving in a positive direction. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will continue to move in a positive direction. But we're going to come back and talk about some individuals who are not. We're going to talk about some legends who are moving in the wrong direction. We're going to talk about Tom Brady and LeBron James. Who has it worse? Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.